In Madhurika Adamni, Krishna Chakravarti Pad describes Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganu Bhakti are two types of sadhana bhakti. And I was reading actually Bhakti Sandarbha, I think around 315 or 316 Anuchet. In the commentary it is written that from Vaidhi Bhakti there is a chance of getting Raganuga Bhakti.
Yeah.
Please explain. Because whatever I heard is like Bhakti Bhagavat Karunya, Bhakta Karunya, Matra Labhaika Hetuka. So we get actually through Krishna or through a devotee who is having that greed, and Raganuga Bhakti starts from there. How Vaidhi Bhakti there is a chance of getting that?
What's the question? I know all of what you're saying. What's your question?
I could not understand how from Vaidhi Bhakti there is a chance of getting Raganuga Bhakti.
Sarvabhana Vartate. Vaidhi Bhakti, there's 64 limbs of Vaidhi Bhakti, which are also practiced. Most of them are practiced in Raganuga Sadhani. And the last limb of Sadhana Bhakti chapter is number 309, which you're quoting, that Raganuga Bhakti start, you get greed to practice Raganuga Bhakti from Krishna or devotee. But the fourth limb, that's 309, that's verse 309, way in the beginning of the chapter, the fourth verse describing Sadhana Bhakti says, Sarvabhana Vartate. He's associating with sadhus, following the footsteps of the sadhus. So part of Vaidhi Sadhana is associating with Mahatmas. So one of those Mahatmas may be a Raganuga Bhakta. And that Raganuga Bhakta blesses you with interest in Rag Marg. So many people come here and they go away, they buy my book, or they just, take it or whatever. Still you're watching the store, There's a sweet shop, and nobody in the shop. Take whatever they want. So I usually, after a Monday, I look at there's a cover sheet on my book table, or I see what books are missing. I go down and put them back. It's stuck again. I don't get any money, but the books go out. It doesn't matter, they're already paid for it. But so the person you're practicing by, so many people come here, and from here, from these books, and from this class, they get inspiration to practice Raganuga Bhakti, that's what I'm saying. And they're practicing Vaidhi Bhakti when they walk in the door, and when they come in the next week, they start Raganuga Bhakti. If they go to my book table, oh, what books are interesting here? Oh, Sankalpa Kalpa Druma. Bhavasara Sangra, Krishnaika Kumudi, Sarda Darshani, Mara Motsav. They go out and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Raganuga Bhakti. They go out. So they come back next week. When Rag Bhakti? He started asking. So it goes like that. I mean, just look at yourself. I mean, you're practicing Raganuga Bhakti your whole life? Most everybody practicing Raganuga Bhakti started sometime, but usually they start after they practice Vaidhi Bhakti. Not necessarily. You can start from day one, Raganuga Bhakti, that's told by Vishnu and Raghavatma Chandrika. But generally what we see, what we find in our own life, personal example, in your own lives you can see, we start our devotional career practicing Vaidhi Bhakti. But we should not misunderstand that they're sequential. They're not sequential. In other words, you can practice Vaidhi Bhakti for 100,000 births. And it's not that you can practice Vaidhi Bhakti for 4 years, then you graduate and go to college, then you graduate and start working. It doesn't work like that. There's people in spiritual missions been practicing Vaidhi Bhakti for 55 years. They don't have any idea about Rag Marg. They don't have any idea. With Stai Rati or any following resident of Vrindavan, they had no idea. And I often ask devotees, I meet old devotees, and I ask them, I say, you know, that thing I say. I said, if Krishna appeared before you right now and said, I'll take you to Vrindavan, how will you serve me? How do you, what kind of spiritual body will I give you? How will you serve me? I don't know. I'll sell books. I'll lead 24-hour kirtan party. I'll do deity worship. I'll cook in the kitchen, deity kitchen. Okay. So Krishna will say, I'll be back. I'll come back when you figure out who you want to follow, what you, how you want to serve, what your sthirati is, who is your example to follow. We use Rag Bhakti. Because it's very plainly told, unless you're following Rag Bhakti, you can't go to Vrindavan. Following Rag Bhakti means following a resident of Vrindavan in a particular sthirati. Sorry, what? Sty? No, I don't have a sty. Yeah, get a sty in your eye, you know, some infection. I think you're saying sty, not niyati. Niyati means eye. Sty rati. Permanent loving mood towards Krishna. Everything for Adhanika Praktana. Praktana's mercy from last life, and this life is right away you start practicing Rag Bhakti. Or Adhanika means newly acquired mercy in this life. You begin practicing Rag Bhakti.